The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Zero.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. Me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and this morning we're going to try and teach you a little bit something about the garden that a lot of us have kind of neglected. We've adjusted it to our own ideas of gardening. And I've asked Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company to join us to tell us about the user rate or the recommendations that are on a label, and also about when to apply and what it all means. I know a lot of people that will go out and they'll say, well, I get aphids. The label says 1 teaspoon per gallon, so I'm going to use 2. That way you can kill them twice as fast. Well, it doesn't always work to your advantage. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Very well also. We had beautiful weather here yesterday in North Carolina, but it's now a little bit cool. So, I'm glad we got the gardening done yesterday.
I'm glad you did, too. You could be in Maine where they're expecting 1 to 4 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah. I spoke with our sales manager from Minneapolis 2 weeks ago, and he had 1 foot of snow.
It's been really crazy. 2 weeks ago, my garlic was up 6 inches, and my neighbor called and said, Paul, your garlic is gone. I said, what do you mean it's gone? Did some animal eat them? And she said, no, they're just covered with 6 inches of snow. Yeah. But it's melted, and everything is coming back in great shape.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to have this kind of a discussion this morning about things that I call my pet peeves about the way people use these important tools, pesticides, for controlling pests in their garden. I don't know how many times I've sat in the aisle of a store, and people come up to me and say, you know, should I use this herbicide or that herbicide? And I say, you know, you can only get 100% control. So if something has a little bit more of an active ingredient in it, realize 100% is all you can really get. And this idea, I don't know where it comes from, this idea that if 1 teaspoon is good, 2 teaspoons is better, is false, just totally false. All the companies that go and make various formulations of pesticides and put them in the bottles for us to use, and do the same thing for agriculture as well, they have to go through years and millions of dollars of testing to determine that 1 teaspoon is all you really need to use, or whatever the rate is. You know, I'm saying 1 teaspoon now, and I don't understand where people think that 2 is better or 3 is better, because it's totally not. We have so many hurdles that we have to meet. And when I say hurdles, I mean this in a positive way. These are requirements that are determined by testing that the EPA requires us to do, that, you know, forces us to prove to them that this rate is the correct rate to use, and so they can, you know, hopefully approve the particular pesticide. And, Paul, I'm at loss.
That's
why people do things not according to the label.
I know. The one thing that I had learned at school, I took an entomology class, and we were discussing that exact topic back in the 60s, and my teacher said to me, he took out a bottle of pesticide, and he put the label on the screen, and he said to one of the students, read what the application rate is. And he read, for example, it was 1 teaspoon per gallon, and that 1 gallon would treat 25 square feet to control insects or diseases. And he said, how many of you think that if you doubled it, that you'd have better results? And about half the class put their hand up, and he said, let me tell you what's going to happen. And he said, just like you, this has been researched, it's been proven that 1 teaspoon per gallon will solve the situation. You're never going to get 100% kill, because there are eggs that are going to be hatching later on down the road, but you'll kill most of the adults. When you double or triple the product, some of these insects now become immune to it, and they're like a super bug, and they're sitting in the garden waiting for you and saying, come on, baby, bring it on. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we can end up with super insects, and no matter what we use, it's going to make it more difficult. So it really is important that we follow the label.
You've given a classic example of how resistance builds up. There's a lot of different other examples as well, but that is one thing that we all need to be very wary of, is that if you use a pesticide over and over and over again, even if you follow the label directions, you could have a situation with time. It won't happen with maybe the first time you spray, but you could have a situation where you can have insects that are more difficult to control. I won't say they're exactly resistant or exactly immune, but they're more difficult to control. So this idea of mixing active ingredients, not mixing them in the same bottle, but alternating them, is really a smart move to do as well. Because in the long run, you know, you want your roses in your garden to be free of pests and a beautiful showcase for you for a long time, not just for a week. But your professor is right, and so the thing that I would really like gardeners to understand is, if you follow the label directions, you're going to get very, very, very satisfactory controls. You're going to be happy with the results. You follow these use directions. You follow the way you're supposed to mix things. Now, those are very important points, but one thing that I would really like people to think about is timing of the applications. We've been in the business a long time, and a lot of your radio listeners know what I'm talking about. We know when you have to make an application for pre-emergent crabgrass. We know you're wasting your time when you make your application in the middle of July or the middle of August. It really is a waste of time for pre-crabgrass. So that's a silly example, but the fact is, people need to listen to shows like this or read gardening magazines to know when is the right time to make an application to control aphids or to control crabgrass, to control winter annuals in your lawn. When is the best time to control this pest or that pest? And then if they follow the use directions on the label for the products that they use, they'll be very satisfied.
And they'll have very, very good results. And the other thing that is so difficult to trying to get into people's head, and again, it's reading the label And when you purchase products at the big box stores, the Home Depot, the Lowe's, the Walmart, and there's nobody there that knows how that particular product works, if you don't read the label, and the things that's happened with fungicides and insecticides in the last few years is instead of applying it, and then you get a heavy rain, and you got to do it again. And then you get a heavy rain, and you got to do it again. All of the industry has gone to systemic products that are absorbed into the plant. And that way the rain doesn't wash it off. It makes it a lot easier. Control is a lot better. But you got to know when to apply it. Otherwise, yes?
No, no, you're exactly correct, Paul. Exactly correct. You know,
you've got to apply it according to the label, and you can do more damage to the environment by putting it down at the wrong time. And all we hear now is the bees. And you've got good products, but if you apply it when the plant's in bloom, you're going to hurt the bees. So you've got to wait until the flowering period is over. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski about pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, and how you have to read the label to do a better job. Ken, tell us about products like Tree and Shrubs that have been a godsend for a lot of insects. What happens if we apply it at the wrong time?
Well, the first thing that happens, Paul, is you're not going to get the chemical in the plant to control the pest that you're trying to control. And that is going to be kind of a waste. But we know that if you need to control for hemlock woolly adelgid on your hemlock trees, the very best time for an application to be made is going to be in the late summer before the hemlock woolly adelgid female settles down on new branches of hemlock trees. You want to make sure that the chemical is there at the right time for the pest so you can get maximum control. If you made an application for this fall timing at earlier, the chemical would be in the tree, but we wouldn't have the right concentration. You wouldn't have the best concentration for the best control. And the flip side to that is, if you're talking to people in the Midwest and now people in the Northeast as well about emerald ash borer control on their ash trees, the proper time for making applications is going to be in the spring. And everything has to do with the understanding the life cycle of the two insect pests you're dealing with and targeting the insecticide to be there at the right time to control the pests.
Now, how about flowering plants? Plants like Japanese Andromeda that are early flowering, but they get a little insect called lace bug that gets underneath the leaves and makes this that sucking on the foliage. The plant looks terrible. Mm-hmm. When do we apply it for that particular plant, or in general, plants that have flowers?
And in my case here in North Carolina, the Andromeda is blooming now. So are the azaleas. They're blooming now. People have an urge to get out and do gardening work and make applications to these plants, and that's totally wrong. It's you want to make your application to Japanese Andromeda, you want to make your application to flowering azaleas after you have spent blooms. Now the reason for that is the lace bug is going to attack the new foliage on the plant. And when the blooms have been spent and the plant starts putting its energy into making new leaves, the kind of leaves that the lace bug wants, that's the time you want to make the application. So it's a twofer, actually. Why make the application early in the springtime where you could potentially harm pollinators when it's not the right time to make an application for pollinators? You never make an application for pollinators, but it's not the right time for controlling lace bugs. Make the application at the right time for controlling the pest. And you can pinpoint the timing so that you control the pest, the plant's happier, the environment's happier, and it's just the right way to do it.
So the most important thing, if you're not going to a garden center and they're not familiar with the products, read the label. When you're done reading it, read it a second time. And if you're still not sure, give me a call, or there's a phone number on the back of the bottle, and ask them for information. I mean, the big thing in the last few years is problems with bees. And some of it, of this problem, has been caused by us, because we put down the product too early. It gets into the blossom, taken back to the hive, and then they're killed because we didn't read the label. So we created the problem. If we had read the label, we would have told us, wait until the flowers are gone, apply it, it's going to be better timing, and you won't hurt the environment. So that label means a lot, doesn't it, Ken?
These labels are ongoing changes also occur to these labels. You mentioned earlier, before the advertisement a couple of minutes ago, about this systemic aspect that's come with the fungicides now. This has been something very, very new, and additional testing that has happened has, we've identified this aspect about some of our products, and we've been able to prove it and been able to change the labels to make it easier for people, but it's always required testing.
Thank you, Ken. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. I hope that you realize what we just did. Ken has been in the business for many, many years. He has degrees from Michigan State University, and he really works hard with Bayer to test these products. And we just want you to know, you gotta follow the recommendations and figuring, well, if I double the amount, I'll kill it twice as fast. It doesn't work that way. It creates a monster, and the bugs are gonna get even worse. So alternating and following the right directions on the package will make a big, big difference to you and your family. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beatrice from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about getting a hold of your garden journal.
Beatrice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if I could sign up for the garden paper or the
for the garden,
whatever it is.
Okay, the garden journal. Let me give you a phone number. And you can call after 10, and you can order it right there, or you can order it right off of my website.
Okay.
And the phone number is 207-590-4887.
Okay.
Okay, 207-590-4887.
Okay.
And you order it, we'll get it out to you on Monday. And I said we're down to 32 copies of it.
Right.
And
yeah,
and the company is no longer making it. So, I don't know what we're going to do. It's a great journal. I've seen a lot of them in bookstores, and they don't have what this particular garden journal does have.
Right,
so
right, yeah.
Give me a call after 10, and we'll take care of it for you and get it shipped out, and I can even autograph it for you and put a little note for you or whoever's
okay
going to get it.
Okay, it's for me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
So we've got Gary from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his tomato plants.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your tomatoes?
Well, actually, I want to know the proper way to suck them. I hear different ways all the time.
Usually, if you're going to sucker them, they're going to get taller because you're putting all the energy in the main stem. So they're going to have to be caged or they're going to fall all over the place.
Right.
And what I use, and I'll tell you, I've had the best luck. I went to either Home Depot or Lowe's, and I bought a roll of concrete wire, and it's 6 foot tall. And the holes, I think, are like 5 inches by 5 inches. And instead of using those tomato cages with a flared bottom and you push it into the ground.
Right.
I mean, when you build a house, the foundation is wider than the top of the house.
Cool.
Now you've got a narrow foundation and a big top, and it tends to flip over. So these tomato cages that I have...
They're square. I think I've seen them.
Yep. This you buy by the roll. The roll is like $125, but it will make... over 24 cages. It's a heavy-duty wire, and I make the cages so that the diameter is about 2 feet wide. And I forget exactly how many squares, but just take it, roll it, measure it, and then I cut the wire, and the where I cut it, I bend it and I wrap it around the edge and I weave it, and that holds the cage together.
Okay.
And that way you've got a cage that's 2 feet wide and 6 feet tall. And it won't fall over. And what I would have done in the past, and I do it every year, I go to the hardware store and I buy the plastic tent pegs.
Okay.
And I'll just drive 2 pegs, one on each side of my tomato cage, and it holds it in place and it does not move. The pegs will cost you maybe 25 cents each. And the pegs will last for years. The cages, well, half of my cages my dad made. And he made them in 1975. And I'm still using them today. Yeah. So for since 1975, you're talking 35 plus years, 40 years on that same tomato cage. And it's wonderful. You can reach right through the cage, take your tomatoes off. It's easy to clean yellow leaves. It's easy to spray against diseases and insects. And at the end of the year, you take them down, you clean them all off, you stack them in a pile one side of your garden, and in the spring, put them back up again.
So basically, you don't sucker any of your tomato plants from the bottom?
My dad always said a farmer never suckered his plants.
Okay.
And he said, can you imagine if you had 100 acres of tomatoes to go in there every single week and to sucker them?
Oh, I know.
So, it just is an awful lot of work. I have never suckered them. They produce 4 and 5 new stems that will develop. But as I see that there are 3, 4, 5 stems coming,
if I see new ones forming higher up on the plant, then I will sucker those so that the energy stays. But I want the plant to bush out and make 3 to 5 shoots or branches to make the plant more productive.
But that's going to bother me, the 3 or 4 suckers, and as they grow up, you still
right.
You just leave them alone. You don't sucker even the middle parts of the tomato plants.
Nope, you just let them go and choose the best 3, 4, or 5 stems that come up, and then you can remove the other shoots that are beginning to form.
Okay. Now,
so
you talked 1 week about the Agrifos, and that works really good too for tomato blight, right?
Yeah, this Agrifos is an organic product. It was developed in France for the grape and the wine industry. And when we had the problem 3, 4, 5 years ago now, this fungus called late blight attacked the impatiens and attacked the tomatoes. And it started in Florida, and it ended up in Maine, and it went all the way to California and Oregon in the 2-year period.
It didn't take long.
No. And if you have a wet spring or a wet early summer, and if you irrigate with overhead sprinklers on your tomatoes, you're going to encourage this disease. So the state universities across the whole country tested every fungicide that they knew of. And the only product that controlled the blight on the impatiens and on the tomatoes is this Agrifos. It's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. A lot of your garden centers, feed and grain stores carry it. And what I do, because I had the problem, I take my seedling, I put on a pair of Playtex gloves, I submerge the root ball and the foliage in a bucket with this concentration, then I plant. When I'm done planting, I pour what's left a little bit around each plant, and then every 2 weeks for the next 6 weeks, I spray the plant, because you've got spores in the ground. They're going to be coming airborne at different times of the year. And if you can keep the product in the plant, it will kill those spores so that they don't infect the plant.
Well, that sounds good then. Can you use that for other plants, like Brussels sprouts if you want?
You can. It's a great fungicide. It will work on many, many plants. And again, it's organic. And you can spray it in your garden, pick the same day, rinse it off, and eat it without having to worry about it.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much for your information.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Last year and the year before, we were telling you about Turf Trust Fertilizer. And this is a very unique fertilizer. It's a professional lawn food. And unlike Scott's or Jonathan Green, that will last you about 6 weeks when you put it down on your lawn, this company's fertilizer will last 14 weeks so that you don't have to buy a 4-step system. You buy a 2-step system. So you need half the product and it lasts a heck of a lot longer. One in the spring and one in the fall. Now, if you have crabgrass, they have a crabgrass preventer that you would be putting down in the next couple of weeks. And that particular product will last 5 months, killing crabgrass seedlings for 5 months, plus feeding your lawn. If you have a broadleaf problem, they have a broadleaf weed control that will continue to kill weeds for 9 months. And then they have a straight fertilizer. And the straight fertilizer is very unique. It lasts 14 weeks. It has CDU included that helps to control diseases in your lawn. It's filled with micro and macronutrients. Now call this number, 410-956-1481. And if you spend $100, you get a discount and free shipping.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Well, I want you to try something different this year. I know that everybody will put down a broadleaf weed killer when they see the yellow dandelions in bloom. And up until now, that's been the way that you take care of dandelions and all of your other broadleaf. Well, Bonide has a product called Weed Beater Ultra. And this is the difference. You buy Weed Be Gone by Scotts. It's got to be 65 degrees to apply it, and that's when the dandelions come into bloom. With the Weed Beater Ultra, you can apply it when the air temperature is 45, which means that you can apply it anytime now, and that will prevent the dandelions from coming into bloom. It will kill over 200 weeds. And the product works. So now you get a head start on controlling the weeds while the weather is cool. You don't have to wait till they're actually growing. And again, you're preventing them from flowering and making more seeds that are going to germinate during the year. So go to a garden center near you and ask for Weed Beater Ultra. Mahoney's Garden Centers, they have it. Northeast Nursery in Peabody, they have it. And O'Connor's True Value, and all the True Value stores have it. But it's Weed Beater Ultra, and boy, does it do a good job. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alice from Maine, and she's got a question about potting shrubs.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm wondering, I have four pots going down toward the water that are 15 by 13.
Okay.
Are they too small to put a shrub in there year-round?
Are you going to be leaving it there during the winter?
Right. I want to stop doing all this annual stuff.
Okay. If you want to put it near the ocean where you're going to get the wind
right.
during the winter, mm-hmm. You'd be better off with a plant that loses its foliage during the winter. That way there's less dehydration of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Because something that's an evergreen will catch the wind, and the salt spray that may be coming in with it,
right?
And it would eat through that. If you get a plant that loses its foliage, like a hydrangea, for example,
mm-hmm.
you could put that in there. You'd have beautiful color. Mid to late summer that will last for a 2-month period, they'll do very well. You can use another summer flowering plant called Potentilla,
mm-hmm.
and it's like little yellow buttercups.
Mm, I've had them. Mm-hmm.
And another one that's very good is the Spirea family,
mm-hmm.
and we're all accustomed to the white bridal wreath. Well,
right.
There are summer flowering spireas that are pink, that are lavender, that are white. And what a lot of people don't realize is you plant this in your container. It comes into bloom. When it's all done blooming, you take your head shears, you prune off all of the dead blossoms. You give them a little shot of fertilizer, and they'll come and bloom again. And you enjoy color for a second time. When the flowers go by, you shear them again. And you give them a little shot of fertilizer. And they'll bloom 3 times in 1 year.
That's interesting. I have something like 20 pots. And I'm just trying to cut down on annuals.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey barrels. That are in the shade, but away from the water. What could I put an evergreen in those?
Yes. If you can get away from the water, away from the salt spray, you could put in azaleas. You could put in mountain laurel that will give you some fall color. There's an early blooming rhododendron called Korean, and it loses its foliage. It's bloomed now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.